smiled and rubbed the stubble on his chin. His shoes showed signs of weariness and dreariness of life that's growing thin. Yet he didn't have so very far to go. With a pencil in his hand, he would travel on his plan, where the mist up in the mountain threw a light.
Jay Simpson Show, see him go on his way. Oh, they don't know where he is. Very, very nice, very, very nice.
Talks about the place he'd like to go, and he's never seen the worrying and the hurrying that makes a person slow. Yet you wouldn't think he'd be so hard to find, 'cause he looks so very busy and there's nothing on his mind, and his wavy hair continues not to grow.
Dave Simpson Show, see him go on his way. Oh, they don't know where he is. Very, very nice, very, very nice.
Dave Simpson.
Thank you. And a big hi, hello, and welcome into the Dave Simpson Show. On today's programme, we are paying tribute to a very, very good friend of mine, one of the original pioneers of land-based free radio on Merseyside. My friend being Eric Day, who began Radio Free Liverpool back in 1969. And like so many of us, he was a big fan of the offshore radio stations of the 1960s, which is what prompted him to start his land-based free radio station in protest of the government removing Radio Caroline from us. I also had the pleasure of working with Eric Day on the Radio Caroline roadshows during the mid-1970s. And he left the roadshows to start up a radio station called Radio Jackie.
You're in tune with the continuous sound of rock music on Radio Jackie North 217 metres medium wave.
So Eric Day became Rick Dane. And the piece of music which is playing in the background is actually the signature tune to Radio Free Liverpool, Eric's first radio station, which broadcast with a power of about 15 watts from a car battery, which in turn drove a rotary transformer, a military rotary transformer, and that powered the single-valve 807-valve transmitter. Programs were on cassette, and the station usually broadcast on a Sunday. There was quite a lot of GPO activity in those days. Sometimes the GPO would come out within about 20 minutes and close the station down. So as you can imagine, it took a lot longer to set the radio station up than what it did to broadcast the actual programmes, because climbing up trees, putting aerials up, setting up the equipment could take a couple of hours. And then 20 minutes into the music, the barking dogs came along. I have lots and lots of memories of Eric, or Rick as you probably know him. And on this programme I'll play you one or two tunes which I know were favourites of his on Radio Jackie North, on the Caroline Roadshows, and way back on Radio Free Liverpool. So I certainly hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of this good music. There's also coming your way a recording, one of the very last recordings that Eric ever made. July of 2002, when he revived Merseyland Alternative Radio. So, Eric sadly no longer with us, and today we pay tribute to this great broadcaster. We'll start in the 1960s, two songs which were popular on Radio Free Liverpool.
About you. thing you'd like to play with. A little toy for you to pass the day with.
Oh, now someone took away your toy, and she will not give him back. What will you do, oh boy?
Treats him like a man likes to be treated. Not the way you did, you lied and cheated.
Oh, now someone took away your toy, and she will not give him back. What will you do, oh boy?
You would never ask for anything you would demand. He was your tin soldier, and you were in command. Only have yourself to blame. You must find somebody else to play your game.
Oh, now someone took away your toy, and she will not give it back. What will you do, oh boy? You would never ask for anything you would demand. He was your tin soldier, and you were in command.
Yourself to blame. You must find somebody else to play your game.
Oh, now someone took away your toy, and she will not give it back. What will you do, oh boy?
There you go, a couple of great tunes. Sorry, I thought it had finished. A couple of great tunes from the 1960s that were extremely popular on Eric Day's Radio Free Liverpool, one of the original pioneers of land-based free radio on Merseyside. In fact, Eric's station was only the second station to come on air back in 1969. And as I say, it broadcast on a Sunday afternoon. And I think it was on 217 metres in the medium waveband, a great radio station it was as well. I had the pleasure of working with Eric, as I said, on the Radio Caroline Roadshows. In fact, it was Eric that introduced me to the roadshows, to Ronnie D. And the three of us pioneered those roadshows back in the early 1970s. And we had a great time together. Rick leaving, of course, to start his radio station, Radio Jackie, which I shall come to in a few moments. But Radio Jackie was a rock station, but Eric was also very, very fond of disco music. And he loved the 1970s disco music just as much as the 60s pop, in fact. This was one of his favourites from the Tramps. And this is the original version of Scrubboard, the instrumental.
Thank you.
Rebound Sound 1972, one of Eric's favourites. Coming from the Tramps and the song which used to play on the Radio Caroline Roadshows. And that's a number entitled Scrubboard. 1974, this was one of his favourites. A 1974 disco classic, that's the Times, and a number entitled You Little Trustmaker, great favourite of Eric's on the Radio Caroline North Roadshows. I think I worked with him from about 1972 up until, was it late 74 or 75, and Johnny Dwyer came along. And they were great days, I can tell you. Eric was such a good DJ, very, very popular on stage. And following his stint on the roadshows, then the decided to start a rock station, which was Radio Jackie North, a great radio station across Merseyside, playing non-stop rock each and every weekend.
This is the weekend sound of rock on Radio Jackie North, 217 metres.
Now, I must confess, I never ever worked on Radio Jackie North myself, but I did work with Rick Dane on a couple of other radio stations, and one of them I shall be playing you some recordings from a little bit later in the programme. But whilst we were on the Caroline Roadshows, what we used to do was we used to turn up at the gig nice and early, set all the equipment up, sound test it, and then we'd go and relax and have a pint before the show started. And on one particular occasion, we'd sound tested and we were just going to have a pint, and Rick says to me, he says, just before we go and have a drink, take a listen to this, he says. And he pulled an album out of his box by Alice Cooper. And he says, have a listen to this track, I think you'll like it. And he played me Halo of Flies. We'll be right back.
surprise. But I still did destroy her, and I will smash Halo World.
If you're a listener to Radio Jackie North, you will be familiar with that track. That's Alice Cooper. And one of Rick Dane's favourites, called Halo of Flies, as introduced to me, sitting waiting to start a show one night on the Radio Caroline Roadshows. Coming up next is the great man himself, and a recording from July of 2002, one of the last recordings that Rick Dane ever made for the radio, shortly before he passed away. It's a good recording, it's well worth listening to. I certainly hope you enjoy it. I'm Dave Simpson. Rick Dane was my very good friend. This is dedicated to him.
M-A-R. McLean, our Merseyland Alternative Radio. That one from 1970. And one that was a big hit in the charts around about the time Radio North Sea International first started broadcasting. You might remember. I'll just turn my monitor up a little bit there. That's right, you tuned to any of you have just tuned into us, MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on 99.8. We're in the FM band, and don't forget, we are, of course, the sound of weekend radio. Going to play this one for Carl Jones now. He asked me to play it to see what it was like. This is the Jeeps. I saw Esau.
Peppercorn, yeah. That's what the storybooks say, yeah, yeah. How now, brown cow, what you gonna do now? Peppercorn, yeah. That's what the storybooks say, yeah, yeah. How now, brown cow, what you gonna do now?
Very nice too. Play that one for Carl Jones there. That was a bit of a rarity from the 60s. Used to be played on Caroline North. And the Jeeps there with I Saw Esau.
Nobody plays more music. Absolutely nobody.
Yeah, certainly true. Nobody plays more music than Merseyland Alternative Radio. Listening to the Rick Dane Show. And I'm with you for the next 3 hours. Well, a little bit under 3 hours now. So why not stay tuned? Here's a bit of rock music for you now from Rose Tattoo. Probably never heard of them, but they're a great band, believe me. This one's called Rock and Roll is King. MAR 99.8. We'll be right back. roll, just like us. Rock and roll is king. And that's a group called Rose Tattoo. Got them sent to me while I was doing that other radio station. You know the rock station I used to be on back in 19. Well, between 77, Boxing Day 76, and about 1983. What's the song called? Oh, he's not going to tell us again. Anyway, Rose Tattoo, great song there. And that one, of course, called, of course, Rock and Roll is King. And you wonder why I'm hesitating. I'm just adjusting, getting ready for my next record.
Going back in time with a super sound of yesterday.
M-A-R.
Yeah, super sound of yesterday and M-A-R. Remember this one from The Who?
Mac. I look all white.
certainly is. That's the Beatles, of course. It is, if you didn't already know. And from 1969. One of the first records I ever played on the radio. That's called Get Back. We started off two in a row there with The Who, of course, 1966. Bit of a worn copy, but didn't sound too bad, did it? Of a thing called Substitute. Just joined us. You're listening to, of course, at Maryland Alternative Radio, and we're broadcasting in the FM band. Frequency is 99.8. I'm going to educate you on this show. I'm going to play some music from some great Dutch bands, and these are no exception. Earth and Fire.
And the time will have gone, and the birds return, and the season is on the turn, and the blossom is a dawn in the land. My loneliness, my darling, will come to an end. Maybe tomorrow, maybe tonight, it's such a wonderful feeling when you're back on my side. When the sun
those feet. That's a group or a band called Earth and Fire. Had a lot of hits over in Holland back in the early 70s. And that's one of them, one of my all-time favourites called Maybe Tomorrow and Maybe Tonight. And we'll be playing another one from them a little bit later on, which is equally as good. In fact, it's got some fantastic guitar work in, so stay tuned for that one, won't you? I'll tell you what it's called anyway. It's called Wild and Exciting, and it certainly will be when you hear it.
Rock Legend.
OK, we've got a rock legend for you now. This is Ian Gillan.
If you're looking for trouble, came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born Sam, talking back. My daddy was a greedy mind man, did Jack cause I'm evil. My middle name is Misery. I said I'm evil, so don't you mess around with me. I don't look for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders. No kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bone. If you wanna start a rumble, don't you try it all alone. Because I'm evil. My name is Misery. I said I'm evil, baby. So don't you mess around with me.
trouble, came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born Sam, talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack. Yes, my middle name is Misery. I said I'm evil, so don't you mess with me.
Oh, what a voice on that guy there. That's Ian Gillan, of course. Used to be the lead singer with Deep Purple. And he brought that one out back in about 1980, I think it was. With his own band, simply called the Gillan Band. I think it was the Gillan Band. Just got Gillan written on the old label there. And guess what? It was 1980, so... That was a good guess, wasn't it? Got to play some rare records for you today. You probably haven't heard them before. So it'll be very educational for you. This is a couple of guys, or a couple of girls, not quite sure, called Vegras and Osborne. It's called Mr. Deadline, Merseyland Alternative Radio. Somebody else, but can't put me tongue on it at the moment. It's a record that was given to me by one of these record promoters when he used to work in a certain club back in the 70s, about 1973. And I don't think that one ever was a hit, but quite a good song, I'm sure you'd agree, by Vegras, looks like Vegras and Osborne, and a little thing there called Mr. Deadline. And as I say, on MER, we're going to play you some rare things today. I think the record was starting to jump then. This is a group that used to be quite a big band, a good band in Liverpool, quite a popular band. You might remember them. They were called the Dick Smith Band. It's a good one here. It's called Motorway Madness. We'll be right back. great band there. That's the Dick Smith Band. I had them on one of me, well, I was DJing and used to run a rock night at one time. And I booked them one night to play on stage. Great they were as well. Whatever happened to them? Well, we had a mailing address. I'm sure you could write in and tell me. I used to play it on the radio back in 1979, 1980 anyway. If you are driving at the moment, and you're driving a little bit erratic, especially on the motorway, well, we'll dedicate that one especially to you, OK? So if you are driving at the moment, please, please take care, will you?
The best music.
M-A-R.
If you're down on the wrong side of heartache, since you left, it's a matter of pride. She'll understand when you're by her side. No sense why you should suffer. Swallow your pride and reach out for each other. She won't go out. Somebody should ask what it's all about. No sense why two should suffer. Swallow your pride and reach out for each other.
A nice idea, indeed. That's a guy called Philip Goodhand Tate. Great name, isn't it? And he had a hit with that one in 1973, I think it was. Yeah, it was 1973. Reach out for each other. A Merseyland Alternative Radio. You're listening to Rick Dane, the Rick Dane Thing. And don't forget, with the sound of free radio, the sound of happy radio. Alternative radio, not to forget weekend radio, of course. And apart from playing or even faying more music than any other station, we definitely play the biggest variety of music than any other station, and I think I can say that with hand held on my heart, as they say, okay? Without a word of a lie, of course. So if you have just tuned in for the first time, it's really nice to have you along. Make a regular date and tune into us. Don't forget, 12 noon, around about 12 noon, Saturday and Sunday, we're on the air. The main day, of course, is Sunday, but we have been on the air quite a lot on Saturday as well. We do a few test transmissions also in the evenings, Friday night sometimes, so if you're not doing anything, tune your dials to 99.8, and you might hear something there, okay? Anyway, just before we move on with the next record from Squeeze, well, I'll just tell you before that we had a fellow called Clifford T. Ward, a track from his album Andromeda Spiral, And that was a lovely sound there, like that one. I think that was from 1973 as well. It was simply entitled Jane. Okay, as promised, this is Squeeze. Luke Christie. And she She sold me magic. Before that one of Squeeze, of course, and another nail in my heart. This is Maryland Alternative Radio. We're going to have a rock classic now from the album by Foreigner, simply called Foreigner. And see if you remember this one called The Jukebox Hero.
Now we're going to take you back. Rock legend.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall, then like a distant scream, he heard one guitar.
Foreigner showing how versatile they can be. Two tracks from the album simply called Foreigner. We started off with a raunchy sound, you might say, called Jukebox Hero. And then we slowed it down. Waiting for a Girl Like You is what that one was called. Proving that we do play more music and more variety than any other radio station. That's Merseyland Alternative Radio you're tuned to, broadcasting on 99.8 in the FM band, the sound of Weekend Happy Music Radio. With yours truly, Rick Dane, got lots of good music for you. Don't forget, I'm going to feature some more Earth and Fire, not to be mistaken for Earth, Wind and Fire, throughout the show. And also, I'm going to play a record by The Boys, another Dutch band. That one's called Timothy. And lots and lots of other stuff as well. So stay tuned.
Rick Dane on Merseyland Alternative Radio.
what it's called. And you remember that band? That was a group called Television. Not quite sure if they're still going, but they had a pretty big hit with that one anyway. And that's from the album simply called Television, which you'll find, of course, on the Chrysalis record label. And I've mentioned, as I mentioned once before, in the old days, on the 60s radio stations, the off-show radio stations in the 60s, they always used to mention the labels that the records are on for some unknown reason. Maybe they're getting paid for it. So I just thought I'd mention it there for a change, OK? Going to have one from the Beatles now and one from Hard Day's Night. This one's called Things We Said Today.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say such a kind girl seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind, love to hear you say.
Second time.
two in a row from the Beatles' album Hard Day's Night, and also from the film of the same name, as you probably gathered by now. That was called You Can't Do That, and we also had one called Things We Said Today. You're tuned to Majorland Alternative Radio, and you're tuned to The Rick Dane Show.
Nobody plays more music.